Join the conversation on the app, online, and across the Cape on 567 AM. You're with Cape Talk.
Quite a bit of discussion this week following the announcement by MultiChoice regarding what the subscription fees for DStv will be come the 1st of April. The premium is unchanged. It stays at the price that it was the year before, which is a first for MultiChoice. And then you have, I suppose, a variety of percentages really as far as increases in subscription for the other packages that they've made available to you as a viewer. Musan Love is an associate professor of media studies at the Center for Film and Media Studies at UCT. Musai, very good morning and thank you very much for joining us today.
Good morning to you, Africa, and your listeners.
DStv and MultiChoice will need to respond and respond quite aggressively to the increase in subscriptions for Netflix and such providers because people are now changing their consumption behavior and want to see and watch what they want to watch when they want to watch it, as opposed to having to wait for Sunday at 8 o'clock for them to be able to watch their favorite program.
So that is going to happen, but I think that, as you have said, DStv is going to respond aggressively, and it has taken strategy to adopt a strategy to respond aggressively. It has Showmax. What it will do is basically take on the competitors. It's going to be a battle in the television and video market going forward.
So is subscription television as we have it, where you have to buy a decoder, have a satellite on your roof or whatever the case may be, in order for you to receive the signal that is decoded by your decoder to enjoy House of Cards, is that going to be the way going forward, or are more and more of us going to be buying fiber and obviously getting very good quality and fast speeds of data in order for us to enjoy whatever we want to watch whenever we want to watch it?
For people who live in particular kinds of cities, yes. But if you look at the entirety of the South African topography, you may not be able to have fiber optic rolled out to everywhere. That's where the DStv advantage is. Satellite can cover vast areas of the globe than the other alternatives.
And that's really where we're seeing the base of DStv being still, right? I mean, there is a healthy subscription for the DStv premium because people want to be able to have access to all of the sporting channels. They want to be able to watch not only soccer, but rugby, cricket, tennis, baseball, basketball, whatever the options are. Someone like me wants to have access to all of the news channels. I want to see CNN, Al Jazeera, Sky, BBC, and SABC, obviously, and ENCA, and see how they're covering their story. But for the vast majority of people, they can only really afford the smaller, more directed bouquets of packages, if you like, because they will be able to watch their soccer, they will be able to watch their Mzansi Magic, and they will be able to watch whatever lifestyle-related channels that they have been given access to.
Even there, DStv faces a bigger battle because you have competitors, and one being the Chinese-owned one, and it is offering some of the channels I've just mentioned, except the two 24-hour news, South African news channels. So the DStv will have to fight the battle at all fronts. If the competitors were to have the same star power, as it were, they will be able to take part of its market share that it has been dominating for quite some time. So DStv's battle is not only at the very top among premium subscribers, it is also at the bottom.
Let me ask this difficult question. Is a DStv subscription still good value for money?
That's why people would leave your that's why people will stop consuming your product, not necessarily because it is expensive, only because it is not. They don't see the value for money. That's why they're losing subscription at the very top. So what is going to happen? I'm going to answer your question. What is going to happen is that they're going to offer the very same content, but relatively cheaper. In some aspects, yes, it is value for money. In others, it is not. It has... DStv has received a lot of criticism because of repeats, because of relatively older content. People want newer content, they want good content, and they want it wherever they are.
Because as a model, it's still very much, I mean, if you think of the number of channels and hours of programming that you have access to for the amount of money you pay per month, regardless of what your package is, it is still on that basis good value for money, one could argue. But the demands and needs of the consumer of television are very different to what MultiChoice was able to offer 5-10 years ago.
Yes, depending on who the consumer is. The consumers where MultiChoice is growing is basically of the view that they're getting value for money. The consumer at the top feels that a premium package, which is 50 rand short of 1,000, is not value for money. So MultiChoice is facing a situation where the consumer is saying, this is not value for money. There are competitors who are able to offer me something of a similar kind or better, relatively cheaper.
And I suppose live sports will continue to be the differentiator, right? Because if you do not have DSTV and you've got a Netflix and Apple TV, whatever else you have access to that is internet-based, you will then need to either find a friend that has DSTV in order for you to watch the Super Rugby later on this evening, or go to a pub or a bar that obviously has a sporting screen.
Yes, but also that battlefront may or may not be hanging by the threads, depending on what the legislators say. If the legislators were to say each and every channel of the public service broadcaster or one should offer as much rugby as DSTV, then you have a problem. If DSTV competitors were to get the right to the English Premier League, I tell you, this will be the end of DSTV as we know it.
Whew. Musa, do you have DSTV?
It will have to hold on to some of the rights that give it a certain exclusivity and allows it to be able to dominate the market as it has been for quite some time.
Do you have DSTV?
I live in two spaces. I'm in the Valley of Thousand Hills in Devon, and then in Cape Town. In Devon, I use the competitor because with respect to DSTV, I get what it offers me, perhaps 65% less. But I think, yeah, to answer your question, yes and no. I do have it in the city. It is not connected yet. And
we'll leave it there. Musa, thank you very much for your insights this morning. Musa Ndlovu, Associate Professor of Media Studies at the Center for Film and Media Studies at the University of Cape Town.